Morning Audio Boo. It is now, it is Saturday the 18th of January and it's about 10 o'clock in the morning. I've already been up since 8:30 because I couldn't sleep and I know it's Saturday but I just couldn't sleep and I therefore decided to get up and go on my old new favourite game. Talk about it while I'm making breakfast. Now, maybe you've heard about it, maybe you haven't. It's been a while, it's been around for a while, and for once it's actually not an iPhone game. It is in fact a browser game, so web-based game. And it's really cute, because basically it is, it's a dog simulator game, so you kind of simulating, bringing up and training dogs, all kinds of breeds you can choose from, which is pretty neat actually. Like literally, I wouldn't say every breed, but pretty much all you can imagine, from Chihuahua up to big Bernese Mountain Dogs or whatever else you have on there. This bacon is still good. This is random subject change. Apologies, but yeah, it looks alright. A funny thing is, I used to play this in its earlier version. Ooh, I would say 5, even more years ago. And I loved it back then, and I thought it was down for a while, which it may have been actually. But recently, a few people from Twitter mentioned it again, and I thought, what, is that still going? So I went on there and logged on, signed up again, because I've kind of lost my old data. Doesn't matter really, you know. You just start over, so I just signed up. Bought my first dog, did the tutorial thing, and started from there. Now, for those of you who haven't heard of it yet, sorry for the noise, by the way. What it does is, like I said, you buy and you care for and you train dogs to be champions in whatever sports would suit them, which depends on their statistics, on their stats and their abilities and their personalities, etc., etc. So I don't know. For example, there's like loads of tracking. There's rallying. There's show. There is fly ball, agility. You name it. Everything. I can't open this thing, but yeah, so that all of these things you can do, and it's a very neat game. I love it. Few people who are playing it as well, and the great thing is that they really want to be, you know, screen reader friendly. And I always appreciate apps or games that make an effort to be screen reader friendly. There's only one or two things that doesn't work with a screen reader. You have to disable JavaScript for that, like, to make it screen reader friendly. Which then sadly you can't access the fun random events thing where you can win or lose money, but apart from that, really everything else works just fine when you disable the JavaScript. So I opened that one too wide. That is very not clever. Now I'm probably going to lose that. Now I'm probably going to... No, it's probably going to go off because I've ripped it open in a very bad way. Maybe. So basically, you can then have a career, so you can, I don't know, for example, choose to be a breeder. Now what happened to me was sadly that I clicked on the wrong thing. I was going to be a competitor, but I accidentally clicked on breeder, which I didn't want to do, but hey ho, happened, and I can't really change it right now.
Timer only. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes, 7, 8 minutes.
I want my bacon nice and crispy.
Timer only 8 minutes.
So, yeah. Sorry, I'm keeping sort of going off on food tangents, but and the weird and tricky thing of this game is that everything you do, everything you play, the toy depends on the personality. The colour of the items you equip to your dog, so for example, the colour of the leash and the collar means something or gives them extra stats. The food, the type of food you give is, you know, can give them stats. So you have to actually be really careful to give them the right thing. And it's actually really finicky, and I think I've made a few mistakes already, but it doesn't matter, really. I mean, and then you basically, every day, you basically log on, and you look after your dogs, and you kind of, you know, you have this interact thing where you obviously check that their water is full, you feed them, you play with them, you clean their kennel out, and you groom them, and then you train them. For them to increase in their sport, and then you enter them into competitions. Sorry. Now, I bought an elite account. First of all, because you can then train your dogs without using their energy, which therefore means you can enter in more competitions. And secondly, you get to keep 2 puppies out of a litter, which I could do today. Yay. So yeah, you can breed your dogs and you can have puppies. It's really cute. And you can teach them to be so, to socialise and to not bite and to not be noise sensitive. It's amazing. But you can do so much with it. And then as well, so that's why I bought the Elite account, but also... The way I see it, it gives me benefits and it also gives them who are, you know, developing a game that is screen reader friendly, it puts something towards their effort, and I think that's very, very much worth the while. So, I have a new addiction. Actually, it's not that new anymore. I've been using it for almost a week. And the other amazing thing is, I mean, you can level up and your dogs can level up as well. So when I started the game, I bought a little puppy who I then trained, and obviously you can't enter puppies into competition. But yesterday I was able to, for the first time, put this young dog into competitions. And the reward for it was that this morning he was leveling up 2 levels. Not just 1, but 2 levels. I was very impressed. So, pretty amazing. So basically, when you train your puppy from puppy, you know, from really young, you actually get a lot more out of him once he or she is grown up. And it's just... There's so much to do, there's kind of so much to add on and so much to,
it's as much work as you want it to be, and as little as you want it to be, depending on how much time you have, depending how much time you want to invest in it. But it really is fun. It's a great game, and I love it. Yeah, so I thought I would talk about it to you, and if you are playing, if you're not on my friends list yet, you're welcome to add me. My username is Enis Butterfly. Don't ask me about that long ID thingy with all the numbers on. Just, yeah, don't ask me, because it's weird. And my kennel actually has a German name, because you can name your kennel. And I basically decided to be unique. I wanted to call it Butterfly Meadows, but I thought, I bet there's probably 1,000 butterfly things already on there. So I've decided to call it Butterfly Meadows, but in German, which is a Schmetterlingswiese. So there you go. If you figure out how to spell that, you can add me. And if not, ask me. I'll let you know. But yeah, great game. I recommend it. I recommend the Elite Accounts if you can afford it. Really worth investing into apps. And, you know, I know we all want to have free things, and this is free, but heck, if you can invest in it and it gives you benefits, then do it. You know what I mean? Doesn't do you any harm, and it's good for developers who really have visually impaired people in mind. So there you go. That's it from me for now. I shall talk to you soon.